This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the third week of late fall. In the second week of the second spring moon, in the transition time of the sun into Sagittarius. After almost 6 weeks of energy and planning, which is my typical response to the close of summer, my mood is quickly changing. Maybe it's the rain and the cold outside my window. My interest in control and accomplishment is wilting. And this morning, I just sit by the fire, unfocused as my dog sleeping at my feet. I make scattered notes in my journal. I drink coffee. I watch cardinals and sparrows in the hedge. Along with a shift in emotional priorities, I experience twinges of guilt and frustration. What about the projects outlined in early fall? What about the excitement of getting ready for winter? What about the sense of purpose that I had just a short time ago? I keep trying to carry over the mood of one season into the mood of another. I keep insisting that the lessons of one month apply to other months, but they do not. I really would, at least I think I would, like to be the way I was in September when the sky was so clear and promising. But this new inner rhythm, the heavy pulse of rain in November, keeps interrupting all that and obscures the energetic linear signals of early autumn, pushing them out of time and pulling me down to a slower brooding meter. Tells me caution and contemplation and retreat. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fourth week of late fall. In the meantime, slow down. It's the right thing to do for now.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.